Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you are a God that doesn't change, that what you predestined in Christ was to be holy and blameless in love, in your presence, is what you've done for us in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we have come to fullness of life in you. In you, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell, and you are now pleased to dwell with your bride, with your body, with your people. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this great love that we can be aware of. So we look to you at all times to keep us in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, bless this word to us this morning now by the leadings of your Holy Spirit, according to that which we have in Christ Jesus, according to the will, your will, Father God, which is for us to arise and shine this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family, saints, disciples. Our readings this morning is Titus 3, from verse 9 down to verse 11. But let's start at 7. So that being justified by his grace, that's Jesus, our Savior, and remember his very words to us, as my Father sent me, so I send you. The works I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So what does that say to us? That we might become heirs according to the expectation of the God quality of life, eternal life, that which God predestined for us, we now have in Jesus, and we just need to develop on schedule and stay with him. And it goes on. Verse 8, the saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. So that's it. We've got to get busy. We're busy with our God, are busy with our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and with his wonderful word of love. Amen. That's why it says, study to show yourself approved, desiring the pure things, desiring the pure spiritual milk, we grow into maturity. Amen. And that is profitable because the salvation we have is our part in Jesus that is relevant now to be here on this earth, and especially in these times when people are needing to see the fullness of God's love has come in Christ Jesus. He's entered into everything that he left to come and win us back, show us example, and he's now ruling and reigning to enlighten his bride, to encourage his branches, to benefit the body of Christ, to be the blessings that they're supposed to be, walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen? But then he goes on now, to do that, you've got to keep your centered. So it says, but avoid foolish controversies. That's arguments and disputes, genealogies. You know, they are just things of the flesh. And out there, when we see, we truly look to the rock from which we will come. That's where we need to all land up. We come from God and we're going back to God. So we want to walk with God. Yeah, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dissensions and quarrels about the law, for these are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. I believe, you know, the motive here is just not staying in the circle because it just disturbs your peace, it disturbs your walk. And so it's just getting on with the peace of God found in his leading and your walk. And I believe in that. It's there to get the person to just feel maybe ashamed or see that, realize. He's got to realize that. We've all had to realize that. The way of sin and the way of stubbornness and the way of arrogance gets no one anywhere. And then he can turn. And so in the meantime, you the example, you just carrying on blossoming, you just carrying on in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because faith is a gift from God, and it's God's plan for your life, and it's a goodness. You keeping to the joy of your salvation, Andre spoke about that this morning, and our joy of our salvation is that which is locked up in heaven for us, and that's what we want to partake of, and that's what we're walking on a daily basis. And coupled with this joy and having salvation, if we're not staying in fellowship, in prayer, in talking to the Lord, acknowledging Him in all our things, we can't have that joy. And then also what follows there is the thankfulness. You can't be thankful if you're not in the joy and you're not in fellowship. So those three things are so vital, and the Lord encourages us that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, because He speaks, there's a time coming and that there, where this time of grace, this time of entering in, his doors are going to be closed. So He encourages us that we are in this day, we are in the day of salvation. And in this day of salvation, that's what we've got to hold on to, because that's the will of God. Amen. Joy, prayerfulness, and thanksgiving. So it's about a lifestyle, not just a one-day thing. It's an eternal thing, and it's a conscious thing, like a good marriage. Amen. Like a branch being rooted into a vine. It stays there. It stays in tune. It stays developing on schedule. So be blessed to know that the love of God has come, shown in Jesus, from baby to young man to father, and then He paid the price so that we can come home. And now in the presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in this new and better covenant, we just stay in tune. So be blessed to know that you are blessed, and you've got a part to play in being a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus Christ, amen.